Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Like the rest of us, his name is Jesus. He came to free us from chains that bind and troubled minds and all kinds of addictions and afflictions. But we must first be in submission unto God. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him first, keep him first. He loved us first. So if God be for you, who can be against you? He is that incorruptible seed, and whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Don't you wanna be free?
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to Seeds of the Word, Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, Pastor Katie. So we give God praise, glory, and honor on today. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. as we seek the word of God. And truly, God is amazing. He is wonderful. And to give us these opportunities to come into his presence and be encouraged from his word. The word of God is profitable. It is it's for our instruction. It's for our learning. And there's just so much in the word of God. So much encouragement. And it is just as God has said that we don't live on bread alone. We don't live on bread alone. We live on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And we are so in need of God's word and his encouragement daily. Now, I think the more and more as we live in these days and times that we are living in. But let us pray. Amen. Father God, I give you praise. I give you glory and honor. Truly, you are an amazing God. There is none like you. And we thank you for your encouragement, for the endurance, for your word, for life, and all that you have planted inside us, your word that you have planted in our hearts, and for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and who is the word of God. The word of God is written on him. Amen. You sent him to be the Savior of the whole world, and whoever believes in him will not die, will not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, God, we thank you for these things. We praise you for these things. To you be the glory, God, and to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God. We glorify him. God is awesome. He is wonderful. And there is none like our God. There's none like him. And he gives the encouragement we need. Daily we get encouragement from God's word. And here's some things that the word of God, the Holy Bible is called the Bible. It's called the word of God. It's called the scriptures. And I'll tell you, these are some things that we can find that exalt and lift up the word of God. And it says in John 3:34, for the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. And so to have the Holy Spirit in us, and Jesus said that he was sending a comforter. He was sending the Holy Spirit to live in us, to remind us, to bring to remembrance all that he spoke, all that he said. And truly, the Holy Spirit brings us to the scripture, reminds us what the scripture says. John 10:35 says, if he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside. Scripture cannot be set aside. Can't set it aside to take on a philosophy or, you know, even philosophies about Christianity or, you know, that are based on the word of God. We can't set aside God's word. It is so important to our faith, important to our walk, and it's important to be in it, to read it, to study, to learn about God, to gain wisdom for life. Decisions. Amen. And we're so blessed. In America, we are so blessed that we can go to almost any store, really, not just a Christian bookstore, but several other of our stores. You could pick up a Bible and, you know, purchase a Bible in different translations that would, you know, meet your need to learn. And so we take things like that for granted because other nations and languages and people groups are waiting on translation of the Bible, of the New Testament. And so it's imperative for us not to do that, but to always you know, be in the Word of God, memorizing, meditating, and seeking the Lord. And other scriptures that Hebrews 4:12 says, for the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So the Word of God is alive and active. I know we've said that probably before. We might even have said it on the last time, but I think it's worth repeating. Because if you want to dispel lies, you want to dispel deception, you want to walk in the truth, know the truth, you want to love the truth. If you are a lover of the truth, you love the Bible, you love the scriptures. There's no if, and, or buts about that. Love God's word and have an understanding. And so as we are workers, you know, workers in the harvest, this programming, you know, we are equipped to know that. You know, I'm not teaching anything new. I'm not saying anything new to you. But, you know, that we have an understanding. We have a deep understanding of who we are in Christ and what the Bible means to us. It means relationship with God. It means drawing near to God. It means knowing Jesus more and having an understanding of the times, being able when someone approaches us to have an answer of the hope that's within us and being able to lead them to Christ. And not, you know, we may stumble a little bit, but God is our helper. The Holy Spirit is able to bring to our remembrance all the words He has spoken, and we have read in the scriptures over and over again. We in the scriptures, and we read them. The Holy Spirit is able to bring to us, amen, what God has spoken in His Word. And I believe that is, it always has been, the source of true prophecy. If anyone offers a prophetic message to you, it should be rooted and grounded in the scriptures. And it shouldn't deviate at all. It should be telling you that they should have a verse. It should be a verse. And that's how God has always called me to be prophetic. It should... there's a you know, something spoken, it should be, you know, in the assembly of the believers, it should be a word of scripture that will bring alignment to something that is spoken. And glory be unto God. Hallelujah unto God and to His holy name. And so we're trusting God that we are all growing in Christ's likeness. That's the bottom line. We're growing in holiness. We're becoming more like Jesus. He is the Word. The scripture says He is the Word. And we'll close out on some couple of scriptures. Revelation 1, 2 says, who testifies everything he saw, that is the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. The Word of God, the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it says in Revelation that written on him is the word, Revelation 19:13. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. Thank God for you. Amen. Bless God for you. Have a great, encouraged Wednesday. Encouragement endures. Look to the Word, and you can find all the encouragement, strength that you need. Bless His holy name. To God be the glory. Go with God. Amen. Keep us in prayer. In Jesus' name. Bless His name.